Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter here. One segment to go on this Sunday Father's Day edition. Hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. 404-726-0929. We'll wrap this thing up and turn it over to my guy, Grant McAuley. He's in the building. I turned off the Braves game, so I don't know what's going on. Last I saw, it was 10-1. I don't have my phone open. I don't have an app open. I don't care anymore.
Oh, you don't want me to tell you?
No, I don't want to
know. Okay, I won't tell you.
I really do not care.
I won't tell you that they lost 10-1.
Okay, and I wouldn't have cared if they came back and won 11-10, because I told everybody I wasn't buying what they were selling. Wasn't buying it. Prove it to me against the Mets. Prove it to me against the Marlins. Prove it to me against the Phillies. I'll talk to you at the end of the month, okay? Because when I talk to you at the end of the month and the Mets losing today, I do know the Mets were losing to the Tampa Bay Rays. So we'll be 13 games back. 13 games back when the Mets come in here tomorrow. Yeah, we're still in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Call me in a week. I'll be back next Saturday from 7 to 10. Can we get it to single digits by then? We'll see. At the end of the month, I'll be back again. Will it be in single digits by then? Maybe. We'll see. Can we win 13? We have 13 division games. 13 consecutive division games to finish out the month of June. I'd be happy for 7-6 at this point. 8-5, asking too much. 9-4, hope dream. 10-3, pipe dream. 11-2, lottery. 12-1, impossible. That's the Wizard of Oz right there. 13-0. Hey, let's win 13 in a row. The Atlanta Braves are going to win 13 straight games in the division. And then I'm going to buy a company and take over the world after that. I don't know. None of it's going to happen. That's why I'm bringing it up. None of it's going to happen. None of it. I do hope, and I'm gonna, you know, I'll look at the pitching matchups. That's what I'll do. I'll look at the pitching matchups to see what the Braves have lined up for the Mets. So we know Strider pitched on Saturday. So guess what? He's going to miss the Mets. Chris Sale pitched like on Thursday. So the Mets should see Chris Sale. And they may see Spencer Schwellenbach. That means, I'll look it up here in a second because I want to talk about something that I just saw. I'll look it up. If the Mets see both Schwellenbach and Chris Sale, maybe the Braves win 2 out of 3. Maybe. They at least set themselves up to have a chance, but they got to play better than they played today. They got to play better. They can't have base running errors, bad bullpen pitching, no clutch hits with runners in scoring position. You can't have any of that. You got to play better baseball. 404-726-0929. So last segment, I was kind of dogging on Kevin Durant. Okay. And I mean, maybe I went too hard on Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's still an all-star player. Okay. He did make the all-star team in 2025. I personally don't think Kevin Durant is the type of player that walks into a locker room at his age of 36, be 37 before the season starts and says, yep, I'm going to turn this team into an NBA winner or a championship caliber team. But I am going to give Kevin Durant some serious respect right now. I'm going to put some respect on his name, Josh. I'm going to put some serious respect on Kevin Durant's name. So Kevin Durant was the second pick overall in a 2007 NBA draft. Second pick overall. And he's still playing 18 years later. Okay? There's only one other player from the 2007 NBA draft that is still currently playing in the NBA. Currently still not even playing, or playing at a decently high level. He's probably, in my opinion, a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer along with Kevin Durant. Josh, you want to take a guess who the only other player from the 2007 NBA draft along with Kevin Durant that's still active on the NBA roster and still contributing at a pretty high level?
So he would be about the same age, mid-30s.
Late-30s. Late-30s.
Ooh, that's a
I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
He started his career right here in Atlanta with the Hawks and had a pretty good 10-year run.
Oh, Al Horford.
Al Horford. Very good, Josh. Al Horford is the only other player from the 2007 NBA draft still active in the NBA and still contributing to a playoff-caliber team. I mean, a year ago, the Boston Celtics and Al Horford won the NBA title. They were one of the top teams in the East this year. Came up short. It's really hard to repeat. I would bet Al Horford is probably going to come back again for his 18th NBA season. Let's see. Al Horford is currently at the age of 39. So Al Horford is 2 years older than Kevin Durant. Al Horford played 3 years in college. Kevin Durant played one. Al Horford still playing at a relatively high level. Does his job well, is a good three-point shooter, rebounds, comes off the bench for the Celtics. But I would bet, in my opinion, that Al Horford is a first ballot basketball Hall of Famer. And I might have said it wrong because, Josh, do you know there's no such thing as the NBA Hall of Fame? Okay? There's no such thing.
Yeah, it's just the basketball
Hall of Fame. It's just a basketball Hall of Fame. And it takes all of your basketball career into consideration. It's the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. So, yes, it takes into consideration what you did in college. It takes into consideration what you did in other professional leagues when they put you in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. So I would say after playing 17 years in the NBA, winning an NBA championship, making numerous NBA All-Star teams, and winning not one but two NCAA championships at the University of Florida, that Al Horford is quite possibly a first ballot basketball Hall of Famer. Not NBA, but basketball Hall of Famer, because that's what it is. Along with Kevin Durant. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Kevin Durant is a first ballot basketball Hall of Famer. Rookie of the Year, College Player of the Year as a freshman, two-time NBA Finals MVP, former NBA MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer. But he's not that guy that he was 10 years ago. It's been almost 10 years since he was the Finals MVP. Was he an All-Star pretty much every year? Yes, he was. Was he an All-Star last year? Yes, he was. But he's not that guy that says he's going to take a team. Oh, he's that one player that we're missing. Okay? Okay? Because he might come into a team. If you're that one player that we're missing, well, guess what? We got an alpha dog already. That's where Kevin Durant is at his 37 years of age NBA body coming into this next season. But still, had a great career. It's a shame what I'm looking at right here. So I'm looking at a recap of the 2007 NBA draft. And once again, I'll say the only two players left in that draft that are still playing, Kevin Durant and Al Horford.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The poor team that had the first pick. Kevin Durant was the second pick. Al Horford was the third pick. The poor team that had the first pick in the draft. The poor team that had the first pick in the draft just can't get right. I mean, I'm sure we can go back through the history books of a lot of NBA teams, and I mean, we can do it with the Hawks. We can do it with probably the Bulls or, you know, pick a team. But the Portland Trailblazers have the unique distinction to say that they passed on not one, but two of the greatest players of all time, two bona fide NBA, all NBA, just Hall of Famers. Just the Portland Trailblazers have passed twice on two guys that would have changed the complete trajectory of the history of that franchise if they had only done what they were supposed to do. And each time they did it to draft a 7-foot player who ended up becoming one of the biggest busts in NBA history. Josh, the Portland Trailblazers have passed on both Michael Jordan and Kevin Durant in the NBA draft to draft Greg Oden in 2007, and that guy from
Sam
Kentucky,
Bowie.
Sam Bowie, thank you, in 1984.
But Oden, I think, you can make the case. His injuries, you know.
Oden had
dude's
an injury.
Knees,
listen to
dude's
me.
Knees could not handle the NBA game.
Oden had an injury-ridden freshman year at Ohio State, did he not?
Oh, he did. His whole basketball career, his body just wasn't built for that.
So after going through what they went through with Sam Bowie in 1984, seeing Michael Jordan, who they passed on, go on to become the greatest player of all time, 13 years later in 2000, I'm sorry, I'm telling you, but that's wrong math. 23 years later, a generation later. The Portland Trail Blazers did it again. Instead of drafting Kevin Durant, the reigning college freshman of the year, it wasn't Greg Oden. They were both freshmen. Kevin Durant was the freshman of the year, the Slim Reaper out of the University of Texas. Instead of drafting Kevin Durant, they drafted Greg Oden, another 7-foot big man that couldn't make it healthy in the NBA. That's a franchise that is just completely, completely cursed. And that came about, that probably was right around the time that Brandon Roy, one player that looked like was going to be a great player for the Blazers, ended up having his career cut short. Why? Because he couldn't stay healthy. The Portland Trail Blazers, man, just what the difference the history of that franchise would have been if they just said, yep, in 84 we drafted Michael Jordan, in 2007 we drafted Kevin Durant, and by some miracle, Brandon Roy stayed healthy, who was once the NBA Rookie of the Year. Nope. The Portland Trailblazers, who have not won a title since 1977, still one of the worst luck franchises. When I say worst franchises, one of the worst luck franchises in the history of the NBA. Poor Portland, poor Portland, poor Portland. And that's it for me. I'm ending the show on the Portland Trailblazers and Kevin Durant. Why? Because I refuse to talk about the Braves. I refuse to do it. I'm going to let Grant McCauley do that for me. I want to say thank you to Jed May from UGASports.com for joining me and talking Georgia Bulldogs. I want to say thank you to all the guys who called in to talk about the Braves. All of them said the same thing. Not buying what I've seen, and the Braves are more closer to being well done than they are to being anything else. Josh, appreciate you for being a great producer. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to all the people here at Odyssey. Happy Father's Day to all of our listeners and correspondents. I am Eric Slaughter. This has been Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Coming up next, From the Diamond with Grant McCauley. Have a great rest of your Sunday. It's a beautiful day. Get those barbecues going if they haven't started yet. And I'll be back next week. Download the Odyssey app. Go back and catch any and everything that you may have missed. Rewind, playback, all those great things at the touch of your fingertips. Until next time, be good, be well, and I am out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.